On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg, a week before Christmas, going up to 24 degrees, Pretoria 26 and Mahikeng a high of 28.
Starting the afternoon off badly in the traffic as a crash on the N12 West at Kraft Road and a crash on the N3 North after Van Buren Road.
South Africans in summer rainfall regions, prepare for a wet Christmas and a wet New Year.
Above normal summer rainfall to the northeastern parts of South Africa, such as Gauteng, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and KwaZulu-Natal, also parts of the Northwest Province as well as the Free State. These wetter than usual conditions are consistent with the typical impacts associated with La Nina episodes and expected to persist to mid to late summer.
SA Weather Service forecaster Jacqueline Modikwa says, I gave a seasonal update this morning that forecasts above normal rainfall until April. Meanwhile, there are serious warnings of severe thunderstorms today. That's over parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, the Northwest, Free State and KwaZulu-Natal. To Mpumalanga, where 10 buses were destroyed in a fire at a bus depot in Barberton in the early hours of yesterday morning. Reports indicate that a single bus initially caught light, prompting security guards to investigate and call firefighters. During the incident, the blaze spread, engulfing 9 other buses. Mpumalanga police spokesperson Donald Ngluli says specialists have been assigned to determine the cause and circumstances surrounding the fire.
For now, we don't suspect any foul play. However, we cannot rule out any possibility.
Meanwhile, in Limpopo, a 65-seater cross-border bus was stopped on the N1 for being severely overloaded. Limpopo police say the bus had 117 passengers on board, almost double than its allowed number of occupants. The bus was en route from Gauteng to Malawi. The bus driver tried to flee the scene but was arrested. To Sudan, where major cities including capital Khartoum and Port Sudan have reportedly been plunged into darkness after deadly drone strikes that targeted a key power plant in the east of Sudan. Since April 2023, Sudan's regular army and the paramilitary rapid forces support forces have been locked in a brutal conflict that has killed tens of thousands of people, displaced 12 million more, and devastated infrastructure. And back home, a goosebump story comes from Durban. Ushaka SeaWorld officials are monitoring DJ, the loggerhead sea turtle's first movements in the ocean. The team says she's been fitted with a satellite tag and an acoustic tracker to help researchers study how she adjusts after more than a decade in rehabilitation. DJ was released on Monday at Blythedale Beach on the KZN North Coast. She stranded as a hatchling on Musenberg Beach in the Western Cape back in 2011. Wow. And she's faced several health setbacks during her recovery in Durban. DJ now weighs 104 kilos and was cleared by veterinarians as strong enough to survive on her own. Turtle rehabilitation specialist Malini Pather says the release has been emotional for the whole team.
It's impossible to care for an animal like that over that period of time and not be concerned about the reintroduction into the wild. But it also brings great excitement because the possibility of her nesting along our coast is very real. So it's very, very exciting. Scary, but very exciting.
It's like a mom letting her child go.
I know, and it just, I've got an empty nest syndrome.
Ooh. And they're not tracking them. I'm Khada D'Souza from myself and the rest of the newsroom. Enjoy your day.
Fabulous.